Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Oh, it's going to be a great day.
This is Tuesday.
What? No, no way.
Today is Tuesday.
Who's ready to go next?
What do you say? Who wants to help me out? Who wants to put on a show?
I'm talking microphones, everything.
What about personality?
Personality. I don't have a personality.
So fake it until you make it. Fake it until you make it.
I'll get the ball rolling.
You guys are great.
You guys crack me up.
I listen to your records. I think you're great. You are my biggest fan.
Showtime, baby.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number, 2229 at 6:06 Tuesday. Carla, Tuesday morning.
I know it is. I just had to pull up the blind because look at that. It's getting light out.
Whoa. Yeah,
there's the big advantage. There's the big advantage right there.
Of falling back.
Everybody gets to wake up when it's light.
Okay. And outside. What did you say yesterday officially? You just say, you give it a week. Well, we're going to bed at 7:30. Yeah, but really, it's 8:30.
Yeah, I'd say you get the week. I don't do that. Because really, it's the time that it is.
Okay.
Really. But yes, but people seem to say that for a week, just like the Happy New Year after it, you know.
Well, like
year.
You did after the Stones concert. So. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Yes. We should maybe, well, no, not really. It's only 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. Actually,
we can have one more.
It's 4. Hold on. Oh, no.
I hate that it's 1:30 in the morning and I'm wide awake moving around. I'm like, why am I doing this?
Well,
I feel the same way.
I know, but we went back, so it would be 2:30 in the morning. So, yes, I know. So your clock is all, I know, we're all thrown off. They say it takes about 4 to 5 days for your body to adjust.
Oh, okay.
So, there you go.
Well, catch up.
Yeah.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. Maybe some high clouds. High in the mid to upper 70s. It's already 70 outside this morning.
Okay.
I thought it might have been a little cooler, but no, it's very nice out right now. Let's catch you up on a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, people are shopping. In a new survey, almost 40% of people say they've started shopping now, Christmas shopping, because of all of the news reports of supply chain issues. There are a lot of things that are hard to get right now. They're taking way longer to get. 15% of people started buying gifts over the summer. More than half of all people, they started before Halloween. So they're already into it. And a lot of people saying they're actually going to spend less this year than last year. You may say, okay, whatever, but last year was a record low for holiday spending, so everybody's going on the cheap, and good for them. Why not? You may not be able to get the things you want to get anyhow, so spend a little less and just get that extra gift card. There you go. Is it okay for your neighbors to put up their Christmas decorations yet? Half of Americans say, yep, I'd like to start seeing them now. By Thanksgiving, I want them up. And most people, the biggest day to put them up, of course, is Black Friday. That's the day most people put their decorations up for Christmas. So it is nice. I have a few people in my neighborhood. They already did it. Looks
already
nice. Yeah, it looks really nice, actually. Yeah, the Halloween stuff came down. The Christmas lights went up. Why not? You're on a ladder. Just do it.
Why not?
I'm up here right now, honey. Just hand them to me.
Let's go.
And if you're wondering, yep, the price of meat has doubled in the past year. It definitely has. The few things that I buy, doubled. So keep that in mind if you're buying things for Thanksgiving, if you're buying things for Christmas. It's going to be much more expensive this year. That prime rib, that turkey. Turkey, they say, is just crazy this year. That was always one of the cheapest things.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot higher this year. So start shopping around for that bird, people.
Mm-hmm.
Start shopping around. Few things you should know for Tuesday, brought to you by Clark County Credit Union. Great auto loan rates from 1.49%.
Moms and dads, listen up. There is a 4-year-old girl in Australia who burned a hole in her tongue
after
eating Warheads sour candies.
Yeah, this is awful.
Now, there's a warning on the label, I guess, but some people think they're not safe for kids. Here's the mother of the 4-year-old talking about it.
Mummy, 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 my tongue is really sore and it really hurts. I burst into tears because I was really worried. I was never seen this before. He did say that we were very lucky because the tongue is the fastest healing in the body.
Now, I knew that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know about warheads and how they can actually burn a hole in your tongue. Now, here's the doctor talking about warheads.
Sour warhead lollies in particular can be very dangerous. They've got high levels of acid. Products with this level of acid or pH can cause chemical burns to the cheeks, to the tongue.
I don't think I've ever had a warhead.
I've had one. They're really, they're sour. It's like guys who chew tobacco. It just burns a hole in their lip. And it doesn't come back. Don't let your kids have those.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. When I was working, and my brother would laugh if he heard this, in the steel mills of South Chicago.
Right.
For my 8 months.
Yes, Mike.
That's about all I could take. I tried chewing tobacco because everybody did it in the in that shop.
Yeah.
So they go, you got to try it. I go, okay. I thought I was going to throw up. In fact, I think I did.
I did throw. I was because I was a fraternity little sister. I tried it. So
you did?
Yes, I did. It was the grossest thing I think I've ever put in my mouth. And there have been things, you know, it was gross.
Out of all the things?
Yeah, out of all the things, that was the grossest.
That was the worst?
Oh, my God. And you're right. It's. I don't know how people chew tobacco. Are there people out there who still chew tobacco?
Oh, I'm sure.
It's. I don't. There was nothing good tasting about it. I'm sure you would say the same. I know now they're flavored and they got them in pouches and all that stuff. Ugh.
There was a girl that I worked with up in Grand Junction, Colorado.
No.
She was the news person.
No.
And born in Western Colorado. Uh-huh. And, you know, and she had her chew. And would always have that plastic cup.
Oh, God, that's just gross. Oh.
I don't know how anybody would find that attractive.
Me neither.
But if you are dating or married or in a relationship with somebody that does chew tobacco, how does that work?
Yeah, are you? Oh, I do want to talk to you. 702-739-9636, please.
Mm-hmm.
You do it.
All right, so let's skip the warheads that can burn a hole through your tongue.
Well, then there's that, yes.
And talk about chewing tobacco. Went from warheads and burning a hole in your tongue to chewing tobacco.
Man.
I told you that girl that I worked with up in Grand Junction. She had the genes with, even if she didn't have her ring of snuff.
Yeah, had the little indentation.
Yeah, it was all, I mean, it's like, I think up there you can buy jeans with that ring already.
Oh, there you go. Good, I'm so glad.
Jackie Vegas is on the phone. What's up?
My brother, I've got a brother that is a year older, and he is a decades-long chew user, and he chews Copenhagen.
Oh.
This is the thing that I've never understood. He will sleep with it in his mouth.
Oh, that's just gross.
You'll love this. It was such a problem in his last marriage. Gee, wonder why that didn't work.
Nothing like rolling over to that guy saying good morning, and you have that breath on top of morning breath.
Here, honey, give me a big lip lock.
Oh, God.
Don't worry about the evidence. That's the first thing. The second thing was, way back in the day, my youngest daughter, she was 2 years old, and she bit a hole in her tongue. And I picked her up from daycare and was freaking. And then after I got her home, within an hour, she was eating salted potato chips.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That is the worst pain, I think, is when you chomp on your tongue.
I'm
surprised more people don't do it more often. I know I've bitten my tongue while on the air. Have you ever bitten your tongue while doing stand-up?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Oh.
I have. One time I did, and you got the tears in the eyes.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to try it. And then once you bite it, what do? You keep biting it.
Yeah.
You just keep biting it because it's a little inflamed now. It's horrible.
It's not like you can go get a tissue or something.
No, exactly. No.
That happened when she was not even 2.
Oh.
She is now 30, and she's still got the scar on her tongue.
Oh, jeez.
See?
When you chomp off your tongue and you put that tissue to help, soak up the blood.
Yeah, right. That's
You just pull it back, and all you see is red.
I know. It's like, oh, God, I'm dying. I'm going to die. guy.
They don't do anything surgical unless the tongue itself is fragmented.
Yeah.
They don't do anything surgical for the tongue.
And all you can say is, I bit my tongue.
I know, yes. Or when you burn it. Oh, you burn it, like the roof of your mouth even.
By eating something way too hot. And Jody, my wife, Jody, I don't know what it is about her. She will make things as hot, and I'll say, no, it's too hot. She'll eat it. Jackie, have a good day.
You too. Later.
I mean, there's smoke coming from the food. You want to blow on it?
Jeez. A
couple of texts.
This is a terrible story. How about just one? This comes from Corey. He said, about 3 years ago, I started dipping.
Oh, boy.
Maybe twice a week. Side of my mouth where I normally would dip started hurting, so I moved it to the front of my, you know, where you do it, up in the front, where the gums are the thinnest. He said within 3 days of that, a few dips a week, the whole section of my gum became inflamed. It started to hurt. Within a couple of weeks, my gum line had receded so much. Long story short, had to have surgery to fix it. Had a skin graft taken from the roof of my mouth.
Oh, boy.
Sutured to my gum line. Yeah. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. It taught me a valuable lesson. I hope people are listening because it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's tobacco. It's tobacco. It's a fix.
I think we've covered the gamut. No warheads.
Man, no candy.
No candy. Yeah. No tobacco.
Oh.
And be careful on biting your tongue.
And
blow on your food if it's too hot.
And for the record, everybody out there is going to go, oh, here she goes. Yeah. I never could date a smoker. I've never dated a smoker ever in my life. And if I see you putting that stuff in your mouth, guess what's not going in my mouth? I'm just telling you right now.
If you put that in your mouth, you're not putting that in my mouth.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, let's lighten it up. Whitney Cummings, Wynn Resort, Encore Theater. Cool. You want to go? This is how we do it. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to experience some good comedy. Whitney Cummings over at the Encore Resort, or Encore Theater, Wynn Resort. Keith, you're caller number 9. You're a winner.
Thank you very much.
Tickets for Whitney Cummings at the Encore Theater over at the Wynn Resort. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. They're from the Concrete Texturing Prize Closet. For everybody else, tomorrow morning at about the same time, we'll have more comedy tickets to give away. But thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, and I'm a non-smoker.
Okay. Yay! Good job, Keith.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Raiders are back in the news again. They've released cornerback Damon Arnette. I guess you can't post a video of yourself waving a gun around and threatening to kill somebody on social media.
Okay.
I guess they frown on that.
Yeah, they generally do. They'll
they've released him. Comes, what, less than a week after that tragic accident?
I know. Yes. That,
I feel so... You know, we didn't talk a lot about that, if at all, but I'll tell you this.
No, because it was so flippin' sad. The whole thing is just...
Every way around.
Yes, it is.
I feel so bad for that family of Tina's because... Yeah. And I'll tell you why, Carla, because I have two daughters.
Yeah.
And if you have daughters, sons, daughters, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As a parent, you it's if you get that call when the phone rings after 10 o'clock
right
or in the middle of the night it can't be good.
No.
Nope. And as a parent, you hope your kids are safe. And
my parents used to say, you know, every time I'd leave, be careful. I know I am. It's not you that I worry about. It's the other drivers
all around.
Yes, exactly.
So our thoughts and prayers out to Tina's family. I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine.
The whole thing was awful.
So Damon Arnette gets released. And Morty, who did they sign? DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay.
To fill a hole. And the Raiders.
The Rams, I think.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Played with the Eagles for a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So Raiders are back home, Legion Stadium. It's the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Against the Chiefs.
Okay.
So we'll see how that plays out. That's a big game.
Yes,
don't
it
even
is.
Want to talk about Ooh-wee. Last night's game, Morty. So yeah. All I'll say is Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Man. We talked about it on Facebook Live a little bit.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. And the Kraken are back in town.
Yes.
The Kraken
yes,
is
the
back
Kraken
in town.
Is back.
They're going to be at T-Mobile tonight. Drop the puck against VGK. Let's hope we can get back on the winning track. But that's what's happening. A few notes in sports this morning. Weather-wise, sunshine, maybe some high clouds. High in the mid to upper 70s. Already 70 out.
Nice.
That is nice. Starship, nothing's going to stop us now. What is the worst TV show that you've ever gotten sucked into? And amongst us three here, I think Carla wins. Because I've never even heard of your show.
Oh, my gosh. Years ago, I came home and my ex had something on. And I looked at it, and I said, what is that that you're watching? And she said, it's called Sunset Tan. I said, what is it? And I started watching for a few minutes. I said, this is awful. It's absolutely awful. And then proceeded to watch three seasons of it. It was horrible.
Three seasons.
They were short. I want to say they were like six or seven episodes a season, maybe a little more. And it featured a tanning salon in L.A., obviously. Everyone was so tan. It was on, you know, Sunset Boulevard. And the Ollie twins were in it. It was like Holly and Molly, the Ollie girls, I think it was. I think they, you know, went on to do spectacular things like Playboy. I think they did that.
Nice.
It was just awful, and I could not turn away from this stupid show. They ended up opening, I don't know, a few of them here. I don't know if they're still in town. Yeah, Sunset Tan. Do I win for the worst show?
I think, yeah.
I watched all of it.
I mean, the worst one now is a show called In the Dark. It comes up on our DVR list.
Right.
And I go, you could just erase it.
Have you seen it?
Yes, we've been watching it for the last couple of seasons. And it's just, the acting is terrible. The plot is awful. And why we're still recording it, I don't know.
Isn't that funny? I know. Sometimes I think you want to see if it's going to get better or like, maybe just how are they going to end this dumpster fire?
But it can't top the worst of all. Grand Hotel.
I remember you watching that. You would come in here every week. It's awful. This show is terrible. Why do you watch it? I don't know.
I have no clue, but you get sucked in to these awful TV shows. And Morty, same thing. What were you watching that was just awful?
It's called Tampa Bay's. B-A-E-S.
Bay. Hey, Bay.
Oh.
Yeah, my streaming server just started playing it, and I looked up, and I was like, oh, and I started watching. I was like, this is terrible. It's like a bunch of friends in a lesbian community.
How could that be bad for a guy, especially?
Well, I'm watching it, and it's
living
like,
alone.
They're all friends, and then there's, of course, the couples in the group that fight with each other. And so I'm like,
no.
We're going into season two. All right, let's go. What's going to happen?
Oh, my God. What is it? Tampa Bay's?
I'm on episode six right now.
I think you both top.
Exactly.
I think you both trump mine because I've never heard of either one.
I don't know the first one you mentioned at all. What's it called?
In the Dark.
Okay. That sounds like what Playboy used to show, After Dark.
Yeah. Right. It's a girl that's blind. And her and her friends are like Scooby-Doo or something. I don't know. They're wrapped up in a murder syndicate.
I actually like that.
Do you?
Oh, my God.
I thought it was good.
All right.
Oh, my God. That's too
funny.
If
you're listening this morning, what is the worst TV show you got sucked into? What is the worst TV show you have sat through? And we're not just talking a couple of episodes. We're talking seasons. Hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ. So far, Carla and Morty are ahead. Carla watched what, not two but three seasons.
Oh yeah, of Sunset Tan.
Sunset Tan.
Awful.
And Morty's show was Tampa Bays. As in Bay.
I love it.
Like Beyonce.
Yes. Yes.
Both shows I've never heard of.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? I didn't know of in the dark.
In the dark.
Okay.
Yeah. Now Morty, after off the air, Morty came back and said, I actually kind of like that show.
Yeah.
It's like, you're serious.
Oh, I have to check it out just because it's so bad.
Oh, it's
bad
just
now.
Awful.
This is pretty funny.
You know what? I'll tell you. Right now, it's about a blind girl.
Yeah.
Who is wrapped up in this murder drug thing and
like a blind Nancy Drew?
Yes.
Okay.
But the police are tracking her. They can't find this blind girl. She keeps, as Morty would say, keeps eluding them.
Yeah.
She's blind and she keeps outrunning.
Oh, she's outwitting
the local police.
Okay. She's a super big B.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, so she's mean too? She's mean?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And she just hops in bed with anybody.
Oh.
That's the best part.
Really? But she's mean. Okay.
Now you watch on like shows like FBI.
Yeah.
And they get partial recognition of a face. They can pinpoint within 5 minutes.
They can't.
Where the guy is, what he's buying, and who he's buying it with.
but
they can't find this blind girl. Good God.
Oh, my God. I gotcha. I understand.
But go ahead. Watch it.
Oh, my God. That is too funny. I'm a little hurt by, one of these in particular. Emerald says, General Hospital. I got sucked in about 10 years ago. They did a sort of vampire storyline. And now it's mine and my mother's guilty pleasure. Even if I don't have time to watch the day's episode, I make sure to get caught up. Now, another one of our listeners, and I said basically the same thing. Carla, it's Days of Our Lives. Ever since you guys started talking about it.
Oh, wow.
I thought I better tune in. It's awful. But I still watch it almost every day when I get home. Now, one of our listeners mentioned, I cannot believe this. You might remember the show Dr. Ken. It was with, what's his name that was in the movies?
The Hangover.
Yeah. Yes. And I think it was on a season. Watched the whole season, Carla. It was absolutely awful.
Dr. Ken?
Dr. Ken, yes. Because he was an actual doctor, and this was supposed to be kind of based on his life. And another person, maybe this one wins. I heard how bad it was. This is from Anthony. I heard how bad it was, so I decided to see how bad it was. Cop Rock.
Oh,
it was pretty bad.
That was awful.
Do you remember
that?
Yes,
I do.
Cops and it was a musical.
Yes. It was just horrible.
And I think didn't like Spielberg have hand in that?
He would even tell you.
Yeah. It was like very different. It sure was.
And Spielberg, I saw in interviews, said it was awful. Yeah. It was just such a bad point in my life.
We also got, and this is from Shauna, said, oh God, you've got to be kidding. Cavemen?
Yes.
Is that the one that the Geico?
Yes, it was a takeoff on.
Wow. Yep.
You know what? The more and more you read these, the more I don't feel that bad.
I don't feel bad either. Now I really don't.
All right. We got somebody on the phone. Randy's on the phone, but we'll talk to him in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Telling you, the more and more people that text in about the bad shows they were watching,
oh my gosh,
I feel a lot better now.
So do I. So do I.
I don't feel half as bad now. All right. Randy's on the phone. Randy, go ahead.
I've been sucked into this series since it's been repeated on the TV for a year now.
What is it?
It's called Monk.
Oh, Monk is a good show.
Monk is
that
good.
Was a good show.
Don't feel bad.
The guy reminds me of me. Everything's got to be just so-so for everything I got to do. I'm a germaphobe myself.
Okay, got it.
I like the show, and I don't like the show at the same time. I'm sucked into it.
But it's such a reflection of you that you can't stand it.
Yes, but the idea of watching it, my brother told me years ago, you ever watched Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah.
Well, the actors in it, the one guy who's the detective, the older guy, played the part of the idiot villain, and the lady that did it is also in the series at the same time. I mean, how could that possibly happen?
Oh, man. I guess it's the magic of Hollywood.
The magic of TV. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So, wait, so you're a germaphobe, so you can kind of relate to Monk. Are you also OCD?
Kind of. I mean, I'm like that, but I had a situation yesterday. I had my syringes taken from a lady that cleaned my apartment.
Uh-oh.
She literally threw away my syringes by mistake. Now I can't take my insulin this morning.
Oh, no.
Oh so you have bigger problems than just bad TV.
I know, but I can survive. I can live without my insulin. I've been lived.
Okay, so yeah, put on an episode of Monk, which is a documentary for you, apparently.
I mean, it's the coolest series I've ever seen in my life. I like it, but I don't like it at the same time.
It's a love-hate thing.
That's what so many of them are. Yeah. I get it.
You have a great day and call in anytime.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Beautiful at about this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people come here. Sunshine, some high clouds, high in the mid to upper 70s. Checking now, it's only about 72, which is very nice. And we'll get you caught up on some entertainment news right now.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the Foo Fighters, Morty, I don't know if you saw this, coming out with their first movie based on an original story from Dave Grohl. I think it has to do with where they recorded their last album. I had heard some stories about, he said, there were ghosts. There were ghosts, and they recorded in a house. And it's a horror comedy. It's called Studio 666.
Ooh.
Yeah, it will hit theaters in February, the end of February, of course, of next year. I'm thinking they wake up one morning and find themselves opening for Nickelback.
Oh, no! That'd be the second movie they've made where they've... Right? Talked about where they recorded their album. So.
Yeah, he believes firmly. Well, listen, it's all about ghosts today. Selma Hayek, she hired an expert, to check out her haunted home in London after having the lights were going on and off and windows and doors. She said they'd be open, then they'd be closed. They'd be closed, then they'd be opened. Well, the expert came in, found a total of 20 ghosts. Got most of them to leave except for the good spirits. She said there's a nun that is in the house who had passed away. And so the nun stayed. The nun is sticking around. Uh-huh. So that's good, right? If you have a nun in with some good ghosts.
Wow. Then has she watched the movie The Nun?
Yes. Then there's that. Listen to you, people. Interesting. Of course, I saw him over the weekend, the Rolling Stones' Mick Jagger. He's been doing a few interviews out there that, you know, it's pretty rare that he does interviews at this point. He said in a recent interview, he said, you know what? Our main goal was to make it big in America. We weren't American, obviously, and America was a big thing, and we just wanted to make it big there. That was the big goal for us. We figured if we could make it in America, everything else would open up for us.
Mike and Carla, morning.
Oh, hello, you. Yes. And, boy, guess what? Everything opened up for them, didn't
it? They did.
Yeah, they did just fine. Tina Turner, she is suing a Tina Turner tribute act. She's not happy because the girl that does Tina Turner, her name is Coco Fletcher, looks just like her. And a lot of people are confusing her for Tina. Now, Coco's in her 30s, and Tina's 81, so I don't know, you know.
Where the confusion.
Yes, exactly, but people are, and apparently Coco was, you know, signing the autographs and things like that. Do people not know that Tina's not 30? I don't, just wondering, but again.
or wherever Coco is performing.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if people keep up with the tour schedule of
Tina Turner.
But she's not out there.
Which is not. Yes, exactly. And bravo for Demi Lovato. She's entered the adult toy business.
Oh.
And she has her own toy. It's called the Demi Wand. I mean, you were destined for that. Mm-hmm. And, she said, you know, we're all deserving of fun. It's $79. Waterproof, has its own little charging case. And so you can travel with it safely. It doesn't just, you know, accidentally turn on, because you don't want that to happen when when your dad's picking you up at the airport.
And again.
You're walking along with your suitcase going, what is that? What is that noise? And your dad's saying, I don't know what that is. What is that?
Well, Carla, Christmas is right around the corner.
Carly, yeah. Let me have my bag, Dad.
Yeah.
That is my tag, sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada.
Mom and Dad, listen up. If you have a little one around the house, you can probably relate to this. This is a mom having a conversation with her 12-month-old toddler. Kid doesn't even know how to talk yet, but the mom keeps talking,
so cute.
Seems like the kid gets it and is trying to respond appropriately. Listen to this conversation, this back and forth.
What did you do today? How was Coco Melon? Did you go in the car today? Who did you hang out with today, Mom or Dad?
That's all it is. Same thing with our youngest granddaughter, Natalie.
I love that.
She's going to be two.
Yeah, they're talking back to you.
She'll start talking gibberish.
Yes.
And I'll say, really?
Mm-hmm.
And she'll go, yeah.
Yeah. See? See? There
and
you
then,
go.
And then I thought to myself, maybe if I talk gibberish to her, I said it to her with a straight face, and she started laughing. And I'm like, maybe I did say something.
Maybe you didn't. Maybe she thought, oh, my God, what are you even doing? Those aren't words.
Why are you talking to me like that?
Because I do think at a certain point they're understanding a lot more and trying to respond.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'm sure she was like, oh, my God, my papa is just talking gibberish.
We'll ask Natalie.
This is crazy.
Did you have a good day?
Yeah.
Yes.
See, she understood that. But then you said, and she just laughed and laughed. I think he's been drinking that brown stuff again.
But
that brown
juice. Like I said, the same thing goes on with her.
What did you do today? How was Coco Melon?
How was Coco Melon? That's all. You know what? Put on the Coco Melon.
Yes. I love that one response.
How
was Coco Melon?
Jeez. Or what is it? Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Yes, yes.
That's about the most exercise my wife Jody and I get.
You guys get anymore.
Natalie comes over.
Come on.
And then they go faster.
Yeah, children need to. I can't. Papa can't. Papa can't toes.
No.
I can't toes anymore.
I'll be honest. Papa sits down when we do it.
Can we just do head and shoulders? Head, shoulders. Okay.
Because that's all I can give you right now. But I bet you there's a lot of moms and dads out there with those toddlers that can relate to that.
Yes.
How cute is that? All right, Disney. Talking about kids, happiest place on earth. Family four-pack off to Disney. We have some a song for you to recognize, and hopefully you can do it in a couple of minutes. You have a chance to visit Disneyland. That, of course, a family four-pack. We're talking the happiest place on earth during the holiday season. Not only during the Mike and Carla Morning Show, but in the afternoon with Larry Martino.
That's right.
Qualify for that grand prize, the two-night stay at a Disneyland hotel, and the 4 3-day, one park per day tickets. So to qualify, though, all you have to do is tell us what song this movie is from.
Or the song is from, yes.
The song.
What movie the song is from. There
what
you
movie?
Go.
Okay, that's
there we
it.
Go.
All right, listen closely. Wow. All right, that's it. What movie is that song from? The punk version, of course.
Yes.
Here it is one more time. Crank it up.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know what version you like better, that one or the original, but you can tell us what movie that song is from. Ninth caller, starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. You are a winner. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win a family four-pack off to Disneyland. If you could simply tell us the movie this song is from. Carla, Sharon's on the phone, and I think she's at work.
Are you at work, Sharon?
Yeah, but that's okay.
She has to be very quiet. Shannon, can you tell us, Sharon, can you tell us the name of the movie that song is from?
Aladdin.
Yes! Wow. Good job! Good job!
Yippee! Cool!
That's so
how did
cool.
you even hear the song if you have to keep it this low?
I love it.
All right. You have the family four-pack. You're off to Disneyland to enjoy the holiday season and qualified for the grand prize from the Concrete Texturing Prize Closet.
Wow, that is awesome. Thank you.
It is pretty awesome.
We announced, by the way, we announced that grand prize winner on Monday morning. Your next chance to win, Larry Martino, 410. He will have another four-pack to give away, so you hang on, and we'll tell you how to pick up your tickets. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a woman in Washington was arrested after randomly, just at random, hitting a second woman in the head with a frying pan.
Oh, jeez. All right.
She
wow.
was just walking down the street. She was then located and charged with assault. So the woman's just walking down the street, sees another woman. That's jeez. It. Oh just God. Bonks her in the head.
Well, I have those days. I feel like doing that. I really do. What? Wasn't me.
Do you use the good frying pan? Or
yes,
or
you use the cast iron. That's what you use, a skillet.
That's it, a skillet. That's not a right. frying use pan, a skillet. Well, an apartment in Des Moines, Iowa caught fire. This is really odd. A lot of people thinking, how could it? What all the guy was trying to do was attempt to light a bug on fire on a futon.
Oh, well, sure.
Come here, you idiot.
Exactly. Oh,
that's
wow.
how it caught on fire.
Yeah, that's not good.
Smart, no. Iowa.
Well, listen, this is from Winter Park, Colorado. And apparently the police had to arrest Kimberly Delwich. She kicked, none of this sounds good. She kicked an officer in the groin.
Oh.
Couple was sleeping. They were just sleeping in their camper. Kimberly just wandered into it, began throwing their personal items all over. They called the police. Officers were questioning her, and she literally went clink right in. Ooh, right into the... Yes, exactly. The officer was able to, I can't believe it, to grab her before she ran away.
Ooh-wee. Well, he grabbed her with the one hand?
Yeah, exactly, while he was holding on to him. Come here!
Oh, my God.
She was drunk, by the way.
Oh,
she
good.
Was charged with breaking and entering.
Probably
and,
didn't even know what she was doing.
Assaulting an officer. No, she probably didn't.
That's too bad.
And this one, yeah, I'm sure a lot of guys hear these stories and say, gosh, I wish I lived in India.
Uh-huh.
This comes to us from India. A man called the police on his wife and his in-laws because they were rooting for the opposite team. You can't do that in India.
No.
So he called, and it was the World Cup cricket match, Mike.
Ah.
And apparently she was celebrating Pakistan's victory over India.
Uh-huh.
And that just will not do in his house. Now they are separated, and he might have to pay all of her expenses. Apparently the police agreed with her. I don't know.
Wow.
But yeah, just called the police. You and Morty could have gone through this last night, really. Yeah.
We didn't even text.
No.
Oh, man. Nope. No, you didn't, did you?
No, that's how bad the game was.
Yes, I heard.
Until it went good.
Yeah.
Well, Morty, don't you worry. Your Steelers will beat my Lions this weekend.
That's the game they're going to lose.
Probably. It is.
Don't spoil the perfect record.
Oh, please, no. Please don't. No, let us have something. Please, let us have something. It is Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a more positive note. Well, a little 7-year-old girl in North Dakota, her name is Isadora. She recently found an old class ring in a lake, figured out who it belonged to 39 years after the guy lost it. Sadly, he passed away a few years ago. Listen to this.
I was standing in the water, like right here, and there was something shiny.
And then she gives me this ring, and she's just, look what I found.
She handed it to me, and just like that, we both looked at the ring, and his initials were in the inside of it. I thank you very much for finding this.
His wife said, you know what, I was so happy to get the ring back. She said it kind of felt like a sign that her husband is still watching over her. I know, it's a sweet story, and good for this little 7-year-old for returning it and finding this woman.
That is such a great story.
I know.
That they take the time to actually find the person.
I know it. I always say I don't know if I would, you know,
go
do
that.
I mean, I'd love to, but I'd like to think I would. But, you know, then I'd put it on my dresser and it'd be like, oh, yeah, that ring. That's right.
Listen, if you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Portisubs. Get the taste to crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Portisubs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portisubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She will keep you company throughout the workday, and she will have those Bryan Adams tickets to give away. 140, be listening for that. Larry Martino, who's back from vacation, the Disneyland 4-pack. 410. Make sure you're listening for your chance to win those. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow, so do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.